and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 10. The latest files released on Jeffrey Epstein include a video showing the late paedophile financier answering questions about being a sexual predator. In the footage published by the US Department of Justice, he also denies that he's the devil. Meanwhile, Lord Mandelson says he does not recall receiving payments totaling $75,000 from Epstein. Bank statements are included in the latest dump of files released on Friday. Ukrainian emergency services say at least 12 people have been killed in a Russian drone strike on a bus carrying miners in the southeast of the country. Several others are injured. Earlier, President Zelensky announced the next round of peace talks between Russian and Ukrainian delegations would take place on Wednesday and Thursday in Abu Dhabi, and he's called today's bus attack evil.
I have scheduled a meeting for tomorrow to agree on the framework of the conversation and prepare everything. On Monday evening, the team will be on its way to the negotiations. Today's Russian attack on a bus is a crime, which once again demonstrates that Russia is responsible for the escalation.
Police say they believe a man in his 30s and an elderly woman found dead at separate properties knew each other. They're treating the 70-year-old's death in Torquay as unexplained, but say the man's death in Hythe isn't suspicious. In sport, Manchester City let a 2-0 lead slip as they were held 2-all at Tottenham. Third-placed Aston Villa also lost ground in a 1-0 defeat to Brentford. Celtic are 6 points off the top of the Scottish Premiership following a 2-0 win over Falkirk. Arsenal won the inaugural Women's Champions Cup with a 3-2 victory after extra time against Brazilian side Corinthians. His boss, René Slagers.
It's football in all its ways today. There's some good football, there's duelling, there's momentum shifts, but I'm really proud of the team in the rain with the circumstances that we get to win over the line. We find a way to win this game.
And England's cricketers clinched the T20 series against Sri Lanka after winning the second game by 6 wickets. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Classic blues tracks for your Sunday evening.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Oh, very good evening to you, and many thanks to you, Clive, for some great stuff there on Sunday Rocks. And time now for an hour of blues, right here on the Breakaway Blues Show, coming to you on your local station, Red Kite Radio. This is Graham Andrews, taking you up to 11 with the best of the blues. First up, Manfred Mann with a great old blues classic. Fronted at the time with a young talented harmonica player named Paul Jones, the band burst onto the UK music scene in 1964 with their theme tune for the pop television programme Ready Steady Go, 5-4-3-2-1. The Manfreds were among a whole new breed of musicians who were producing a unique style of R&B music. Here they are with their version of I've Got My Mojo Working.
Yeah. Radio.
Just a little there. British rock band Thunder with Till the River Runs Dry from their 1995 album Behind Closed Doors. Formed in London in 1989 by vocalist Danny Bowes and his friend and guitar player Luke Morley, their first album Backstreet Symphony, released in 1990, was fundamentally a collection of hard rock material. Over the years since the 90s, however, the band has drawn ever increasingly on the blues, which you can certainly pick up on that track. Okay, another old blues standard for you now from Paul Rodgers. I'm sure that there's not one of us that doesn't remember the fine voice of Paul as the frontman of Free and Bad Company in the 60s and early 70s. In 2000, Paul joined forces with bluesmen Hubert Sumlin, Johnny Johnson, James Cotton to perform a concert in Cleveland, Ohio, under the name Muddy Water Blues, a tribute to Muddy Waters. Recorded as an album in 2002, the track Good Morning Little Schoolgirl features Jeff Beck on guitar.
Tracks for your Sunday evening.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews on Red Kite Radio.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose, for the Bible says Papa me hey, Papa me hey. God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Where the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grain. Oh no, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless a child that can stand up anywhere and say, I've got my own. Crust of bread and such. Now you can help yourself. Oh, but don't take too much. No, no. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child. It's all. Child that can say I've got my own.
I'm sure you recognise the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, with the slow blues God Bless This Child, a song that appears on her Legends album. Born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1942, Aretha was immersed in music right from a young age. The family moved to Detroit before she was 5 years old, and she began singing gospel as a child. By the time she was 18, she had a recording contract with Columbia, and in 1967 she moved to Atlantic, which is when her career really went into overdrive. Okay, it's time for a quick break, but don't go away because I'll be back in a couple of minutes with a song from the early days of Eric Clapton. Right from the 60s, in the days of Cream, Clapton had a special relationship with the blues, and he's produced so many fine songs. So I'm going to take you back to 1977 with a song from his album Slow Hand. The track, however, was first recorded by J.J. Cale. So, coming up next, here's Eric with his version of Cocaine.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can.
The Mid-Morning Show on Red Kite Radio keeps you company from 10 till 1 each weekday with stacks of classic hits and loads of what's on information for your area. We've even got a daily 3-in-a-row challenge to test you on your knowledge of popular music. So, catch us if you can. We're online, we're on smart speakers and on 107.2 FM in Tame, Haddam and the Villages. Red Kite Radio, the magic ingredient for your weekday mornings.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
Red Kite Radio.
Down on the road. hooking.
Radio. Real local radio.
The crowd.
Elmore James was standing at the crossroads. Born in Mississippi in 1918, Elmore was widely known as the King of Slide Guitar. He began playing music at the age of 12 on a simple one-stringed instrument called the diddley bow, and was influenced during his early years by Robert Johnson. His recording career began in 1951 as a guitar player for Sonny Boy Williamson, and that track was recorded in 1960, and you can find it on the album After Hours. Coming up next, a song from Hugh Laurie, with one taken from his debut album Let Them Talk, recorded in 2010. I'm sure I've mentioned to you before that, apart from being a fine comedian and actor, Hugh was also a very accomplished piano player and a keen blues musician. Indeed, over the last 20 years, he's made guest appearances with many well-known blues and jazz players. Here he is now on piano and vocals with Six Cold Feet.
Just remember me, darling, when I'm in 6 feet of cold, cold ground. Just remember me, darling, when I'm in 6 feet of cold, cold ground. Always think of me, darling. Say, yeah, there's another good man gone down. Don't cry, baby. Baby, after I'm gone. Good man love you, and I ain't done nothing wrong. Six cold feet of ground. Just lay my body in 6 cold feet of ground. Well, I will be the loser when that deal goes down. Remember me, baby, when I'm in 6 feet of cold, cold ground. Remember me, baby, when I'm in 6 feet of cold, cold ground. Always think of me, baby. Say, yeah, there's another good man gone down.
The best of the blues.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Outside.
Jazza by one of my favourite rock blues bands, the Black Crowes. Formed in 1984 primarily as a rock band, but if you listen to their early stuff, it's pretty clear that much of their inspiration came from the blues. Their first album, Shake Your Moneymaker, released in 1990, marked the beginning of their move to more blues-based material. In 1996, they released the album Three Snakes and One Charm, which is where you'll find that track. Okay, we'll take another quick break, but we'll be back with a little bit of big band jazz swing by Benny Goodman and his orchestra. My father introduced me to big band swing when I was just a young kid of around 9 or 10, and it changed my life forever. Benny Goodman and his orchestra were possibly the most popular recording stars and live performers around in the 30s and early 40s. The track, Bugle Call Rag, was, however, first recorded by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1922. But here's Benny and the band with their version in a couple of minutes.
Red Kite Radio.
From 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
If you drink a little, then drive, you risk losing your license. You risk every day becoming more complicated.
How am I supposed to get to training, Dad?
You risk losing your job.
I'm going to have to let you go.
You risk your family not looking at you the same way.
I can't believe you did that.
You risk injuring someone.
Hello, I need an ambulance.
You risk being seen as a drink driver. Drink a little, risk a lot. Think.
For Tame, Haddenham and Stone.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
Kite Radio. Real local radio.
Here come the one string dilly bow. And this here song is called...
C6 Steve with a song about a rather strange homemade single string instrument from the Deep South called a diddly bow, which I mentioned earlier in the show. A performer with a unique style all of his own, Steve's a real favourite at festivals up and down the country. I'm sure that you're aware that he first hit public attention following his appearance on the Jules Holland Show in 2006. The song was taken from his 2011 album Walkin' Man. Okay, American-born blues singer and guitarist Otis Rush moved to Chicago in 1948, where he first made a name for himself by playing blues clubs on the south and west side of the city. By the 50s, he was becoming well-known amongst blues followers and the established blues players in and around Chicago. His slow-burning guitar style has had an influence on many leading guitarists over the years. So here's Otis with All Your Lovin', I Miss Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Blues with Graham Andrews.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show on Red Kite Radio.
The shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
you enjoyed that bit of early Fleetwood Mac there with Oh Well. I've always considered Fleetwood Mac as fundamentally a blues band. Their massive hit Albatross, released in 1968, was indeed an indicator of their blues potential. Much of their work that followed had unmistakable rock overtones, but the blues was always deep within their music. The combination of Mick Fleetwood's powerful arrangements and Peter Green's unique guitar playing led to what I consider to be some of their best stuff, recorded in the late 60s and early 70s. Okay, well, sadly, it's time for our last one this week, and it's a song from John Lee Hooker. Born in the heart of the Deep South, John began by playing his unique electric guitar style adaptation of Mississippi Delta blues as far back as the mid-40s. During the 60s, he became a great inspiration to many early British blues and rock bands, including the Rolling Stones, Free, Fleetwood Mac and The Animals. A very expressive guitar player, he made great use of the instrument's tone and flexibility, as you can hear on House Rent Boogie.
But you ain't got the rent, 'cause all I want is my money. You've been here 3 weeks and you ain't paid a dime. I said, give me one more week to get the money together. She said, I'm gonna give you one more week. You're gonna have the rent out the door, you're gonna go. The next week come, I didn't have the rent. And I come in, I sneaked in the house late that night. That morning comes, she knocked on my door. Said, I want my money right now. I said, lady, now all day long trying to find a job, and I ain't found nothing. And I've been here for quite a little while. I want my money right now. I said, wait till I go out in the street and come back. Taking my old guitar, go out in the street on the corner. I sat down. I said, fellas, some give me a nickel, and some give me a dime, and some give me a quarter, and I'll pay right here for you all day long. Cause I can't go home. The old landlady got my clothes on the porch. I don't like that stuff. I played and I played. When I got to the house, my rent I owed was $36 and something for the 3 weeks. And I only had $10 of that money. And I told her, I said, I made $10 a day. Give me 3 days and I get the rest of it. She said, all righty. When the 3 days come, I was $6 short. She threw me in the street in all of my clothes. I said, fellas, don't ever get behind your rent if you can help it, because it's hard. Throw your clothes in the street. I mean in the street, in the dead open street. Got nowhere to go, it's cold outside. You don't like that stuff. Yes, yes.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker, and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.